From the mayor's office, I'm back with Gloucester Mayor Sefatio Romeo Taken, who never sleeps. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry if I sound exhausted. I'm a little exhausted. We had a wonderful night, actually, a wonderful couple of days, first with the vessel sinking and figuring out how we're going to do with that. And we figured, well, you know, Niles Beach, it's calm. Nobody's there. Hello. Two barges get loose. Two, not one, two. Yeah. So, actually, we were texting in, our harbor master's office has been great. They were all up. They were all around. It was like, I think I finally said, good night or good morning at one this morning. Myself, Jim Destino, and he goes, hey, I haven't started until the 28th. What are you doing, Jimmy? Yeah.
Well, you know, it's weird because I did see the Coast Guard post, on the barges getting loose, and it, white caps in the harbor are never a good thing to see, as we saw yesterday. But, tell me a little bit of what went on, Madam Mayor. The barges I know are there to be doing some dredging and cleaning up in the harbor, and they're big, and, and they broke loose and headed toward Niles.
Yeah, I guess Niles is a magnet. I was hoping it hit the vessel. the barges have insurance, you know.
Okay.
People gonna say, "What's she talking about?" Well, you know what? It's in all fairness, is we are very fortunate to have a great harbor master's office. Was right on top, or it could have been more. Can you imagine if this was some kind of hurricane during the summer and people walking around? Yeah. You know, people going out taking pictures, but please stay clear because actually things are being brought ashore, and we're going to be having trucks there cleaning up as fast as we can because you know what? You don't want it to get lost in below the sand and then have something happening this summer. So we're really working on a lot of stuff. So be patient with us. There's going to be some traffic by there. Hopefully everyone's going to be safe and home and having their turkey dinners and not going to be out looking, but we will be working through the holiday.
Well, I know the Coast Guard secured the barges according to their press release and the fishing vessel. Now they said it's going to be scuttled at some point. That'll have to be towed out to sea.
Well, it's breaking apart right now with the weather. It is. Yes, it's breaking apart. So we're trying the best we can. TJ just left. Jim came in this morning, too, and we were discussing what the best alternative, and we're looking at. We brought in Mike Hale from the DPW to figure out what's going to happen. We're going to have to get a dumpster down there anyways because it's breaking apart.
Right. You know, I've never seen a fishing vessel anchored that portion of the harbor. So it was anchored out there somewhere on a mooring?
I believe so. Broke off the mooring, and it just floated away. I mean, I was hoping they wouldn't bring it towards Boston, but that was okay.
Yeah, really.
You know, that's okay. You know what? It's our second one this year, you know.
No, I didn't.
It's our second one this year, and we already dismantled the first one. It's cost. These are boats, actually, who already owe money to the city or mooring dockage, et cetera, and have no insurance, and there's no means to do anything. And we have to take that burden. You know what? I hate every time I mention we have free cash, something happens. I'm like, I think like I jinx myself. Yeah. No more. We have no more free cash. We have no nothing because we have to clean it up. We just can't leave it there.
Okay. Well, turning to another note, you mentioned Jim Destino.
Absolutely. Jim's coming back. People are saying, well, what's the difference for him coming back? Well, we have reorged my office, which is easier. When Jim was here, people didn't realize that we were working with a not a full staff. We were working with no personnel director. So Jim and I were doing interviews and doing grievances and doing contracts. And we were working with, put it this way, no community developer. And no one really knew that. Tom was sick before he left. So, and we wish him well, but we had no one there. We had no board of health director. Our harbor master was planning on retiring. So we had a lot of different issues going on. So we were both really working 80 and 90 hours because no one else in the community noticed a difference. No one knew that we had no people working. And they didn't realize we were a good team. We were working. We were doing it. And everyone actually, I have to give credit to my managers that were here because we all did a job and a half. And this whole summer, well, he was working on his businesses and doing, I say, you really never worked at your business. You were out fishing, weren't you? And, my staff that was here remaining was actually doing the same thing. We're doing CEO. So we're used to working 80 now to 90 hours. I chose to do that by running for mayor. Everyone else didn't, but I want to thank them because they did. There hasn't been a manager that has not worked over the time that they were supposed to, but you shouldn't expect that, especially when you have your own personal life. And Jimmy had a business, and that business is over 30 years old and, you know, eventually wants to turn it over to his daughter. And, you know what, it was kind of hard. So now I have Chris, whose constituent services will be working with the city council. We have Enzer out there, you know, and now Chip can go back to being city solicitor. And with Jim aboard, I mean, we had great people who applied. We did. We had over 36 applicants, and we had the remaining 9, and I interviewed 2. But it really wasn't 100% fit for the city of Gloucester and where we are now. As you all know, we had some things that happened in the past, and we're trying to move forward and fix some of those things. And no better person who, like Jim, to step in where we left off is because of fact is he knows the community. The people who the last interviews were not from Gloucester, and when you come in to Gloucester and not knowing anything about it and then finding you know, a little black cloud around Gloucester right now. But we're cleaning it up. You know, the wind out there today must be pushing it away because we're working on it.
Well, you know, I talked with Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll last Monday, and what's going on in their police department was also earth-shattering,
yes.
And they're moving on and making do. And it is amazing how people do work together. Now, I have to change the subject.
Texting. She texts me back, how you doing, you know, some input. I mean, it's great, you know, having friends like Kim and Mayor Hollanday from Newport. It's because I keep saying Newport. Because
it's like Newport North,
yeah,
right?
Well, because the fact Newburyport. I know it's Newburyport. We just before you come in, we're talking about Newport, Rhode Island. But it's wonderful having friends and allies like that because we can text each other and say in with a little smile, "How you doing?" And then I heard about her situation, and I texted her right back, and I said, "We really need to do some really strong espresso." and it's kind of hard. There's a lot of things that are happening, and they have to realize that, you know what, yes, some things happen, but you know what, you got a good team in place, we're going to move forward. You know what, we had a situation, we dealt with the situation, that's why it's very important that Jim came back, because he knows part of the situation, and he knows the community, and he's worked with all the policemen, so we have good support group, and we're just really waiting for the Attorney General to say, okay, Glossy, you're fine, goodbye.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Jim Fishing. I've been in Destino's a number of times since he went back to the business, and I haven't seen him in there, so I'll have to ask him about that.
Well, actually, Jim, he's been in the kitchen. There were some repairs and some other stuff that he had to get done, but, you know, I saw the tan on him, and I know he usually has a tan. Okay. That wasn't all that, but that's okay. But you know what? We're making out that where you don't have to work 80 and 90 hours every week. But see, in all fairness, that's Jim. Because that's Jim saying, you know what, I have to give it my fullness. And the reason why he had to is because we had so many empty spots. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have never just turned our back and say, oh, well, you know, it's 9 to 5, goodbye. Or, you know what, we have all these issues. And that's what was happening. And now, practically, let's see, except for the CEO position, everything's filled.
Excellent.
Yes, we finally have a full boat. No pun intended.
Just in time for the next election.
Right?
There you go.
You know what? And someone was saying that. They were saying, well, you know, I'm not worried about the next election. That's not what I do. I'm a different mayor. And if people don't realize that by now, you really need to come into my office because I do have an open door policy.
The message is getting across, Madam Mayor.
Yeah.
The message is getting across. Let me ask you one other question. We didn't prep for this, but you know, we're almost halfway from the budget, halfway toward the next budget. Not quite yet, but that's an ongoing process, is
absolutely,
it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what Jim says. He says today, he says, I'm in here today, and I'm not getting paid for it. I says, work on the budget, work on the budget. But the fact is, the budget's every day. Because when you think that, okay, we're going to have a little bit extra, we can do this, and a crisis happens. Mm-hmm. And you got to clean it up. And you know what? And there's a lot of things that are happening. Yes, you know, we had a crisis happened, and it costs a lot of money. You know, you have it coming out of lag money, so we're not going to hire this, and you're not going to do this, and you know. But it's still the same thing that it's still a budget that you're taking it away from. Whether I hire a deputy, or whatever they want to call it, an assistant chief or deputy chief, or you leave that lag money, it's still coming out of a department that, you know what, you could be doing other things. We're going to have an audit. It's still coming out of, you know, a city budget. You're going to have this. It's still coming out of that. And it's every day. You cannot plan a budget for 2018 because the budget for 2017 still has little holes.
All right, I have two more things. First of all, we're 6 years away from the 400th anniversary of the city of Gloucester. Are there any things in being planned for that?
Well, yes, that's another budget. That's part of a budget. That's, I mean, that's a big anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we have some people going to some of the meetings. We do have a small committee that's establishing. Chris from my office has been going with, you know, John Orlando is going to be going, but there's also Sylvain Silvera, Lynn Parisi, Jim was on the other one, Dan Smith is going. We have other people in the community that really interested. What do we do? That's, you know, everyone says, well, that's only, you know, so many years away. Believe me.
Oh, I know. It's coming up.
You need to do, you know what? Other communities are already doing their fundraising. It's going to be like $1 million of festivities, because you know you start from January, you go on, so we're working on that. It really has to be.
I crack up because Peabody just did their 100th, and Gloucester's going to be doing its 400th. Yeah. And I remember the 350th. I was in the National Guard at the time. We fired I think it was a 50-gun salute off the fort with the howitzers. And there was a Navy ship in the harbor with 16-inch guns. We thought they were going to return the salute.
Yeah.
They had sailors on deck, and they fired rifles.
Oh, man. Well, my final topic, Madam Mayor, is...
I still have one of the medals from that.
Oh, do you?
I still have one of the medals.
I have a picture from that, and that was a lot of fun.
And so we got to figure out, do you want a medal? How are we going to do it? Are you going to hire a sculpture? How we, you know, what kind of a program?
Kind of a party, though.
Oh, my... absolutely. hello. I'm hoping to have it, like, you know, little different things each month and mm-hmm. until we get to the big one. And then, you know, I really want to make it work that it's like... preparing, like it's going to take 6 years to prepare.
Wow, definitely. Finally, Madam Mayor, it's Thanksgiving week, and what's your Thanksgiving like?
Well, my Thanksgiving, I think that's Jimmy running out. Jimmy, is that you running out? We're talking on the radio all about you. No, he's not running away. He's already hands-on.
Okay.
But, well, I'm hoping it's going to be quiet, but my grandson is playing the football, so we're going to try to watch the game. I'm going to try to peek in with the Legion, and if there's anyone there who needs a mail, please give us a call. You can call the Rose Baker Senior Center at 978-281-9765, the American Legion. You know, no one should be not without a mail. Mark Nestor and his group really do a great job. I remember one year we're there and someone didn't deliver a mail, and actually Mark Nestor went to the home personally with his kids and delivered a mail that the Kestersons actually cooked, the Orlando family. And it was just like, that's what community is about. No one should be alone. I've asked quite a few seniors, what are you doing? They go, I'm going to stay home. I says, well, come with me. And they says, I'm staying home for a reason, because sometimes it's nice.
Yeah.
And she goes, we'll go for the other holidays, and she goes, I really like it. You can walk around, it's quiet. So for my seniors, but I said, are you going to have a meal? And they says, well, no, we'll have one in the community center that they have it with the elderly that they live. But I wanted to make sure that everyone knew, please have a safe holiday. It's great. We're having, you know, a little extra half a day off here, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday. So it's a long holiday here for some of us, but the City Hall will be closing on Wednesday at 12:30, and we'll be open again Monday at 8:30. So please have a safe holiday. If you're traveling, look at the routes of what you're traveling, because there's always something happening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken.